right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. It's Friday. It means Sandy Williams is here. And on the line, CJ. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thank you again, gentlemen, for taking my call. And I know I do get riled up, and I apologize.
No, it's all right.
Well, CJ, let me ask you, because we were talking about before, you do get riled up, and you know, you talked about Earl holding his feet to the fire because he was had a point of view different than yours regarding the Afghan retreat. Do you think that Earl is less patriotic than you are?
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, and so your ire, your anger about that isn't, but it feels like a question of patriotism, that someone because 13 soldiers died in that process of the retreat, and we're not agreeing with you that Biden should be voted out of office or whatever because of that conduct, it sounds like a dispute about patriotism. Does it feel like that
to
you?
It maybe sounds that way, and I don't mean to do that. I guess the mere fact that things aren't always covered the way I believe they should be, and I do like to see both sides of issues, but the fact that, I guess it bothers me that we've forgotten, or the press or people don't remember that lives were lost there, that people are still there potentially that wanted to get out. And I just don't think the whole story is told. And
but you're aware of those facts. And so the story was told to you in some fashion. And the fact is that the promise to get out of Afghanistan was made by Trump. He promised a May 1st date, which wasn't met.
Wait now.
So I'm using a gentle voice here, but we can talk. And then we talked about the Kurds and the Kurd problem, which was really a very disappointing act on the part of the United States vis-a-vis the treatment of a loyal ally who we had essentially exploited the use of substantially and at their own disadvantage, and we handed them over. And yet you didn't want to talk about that. You preferred to talk about a different circumstance. And why was that?
Because I'm talking about presently. I don't agree with everything President Trump did. I think he caused a lot of his own issues, but he was proven correct after that first debate when he had to debate Chris Wallace and Joe Biden about the story that we now know is true, the Hunter Biden story.
So you're
looking at all of this through glasses that are anti Biden. But we're trying to talk about policies that are implemented, and who implements them is, I suppose, important, or the personality.
I'm looking at the present policy. Do you think that Russia should be negotiating our nuclear arms deal for us?
I don't think that's at all apparent. I think there are multiple parties involved with that Iranian negotiation. Do you know why the United States is not negotiating? Because we refuse to recognize Iran at all, and we don't have direct dealings with their country. So we don't sit at the table with them because we won't sit at the table with them.
Because they broke their first deal.
No. The first
trust of truth. I believe in peace through strength and trust but verify.
Okay, well, let's talk about
now.
CJ, slow down a minute. So let's talk about whether they violated that agreement or not. There were how many countries were involved in that agreement, do you know?
I do not know the total.
I believe there were 12, and most of them were European countries. And how many countries decided that they had violated the treaty?
Well, it's kind of like...
I'm just telling you, none of the other parties thought that they had violated the treaty. Only the United States decided they had violated the treaty. Only the United States pulled out of the treaty, and we sank the treaty in that fashion, and the world now is in agreement that Iran has, because of the end of that treaty and because of they were no longer bound by the terms of that treaty, they have moved closer to having a nuclear weapon now than they would have if the treaty had been in place and they had continued to abide by it. And I think that I think much like there were no weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq after the Iraq conflict was initiated, I believe that there has been no verification that Iran was violating the treaty.
Well, Sandy, they don't know if there weren't. He used weapons of mass destruction. He had enough time to
who did?
Hide them.
You're talking about Saddam. CJ.
So the mere fact is,
the verify problem is your problem, maybe, because I think there was a substantial international effort, as well as a very substantial United States effort, to investigate, to determine whether there were weapons of mass destruction. And I believe that the conclusions of everyone who did the research was that there were no weapons of mass destruction. And I believe our intelligence
agents in Iraq.
I believe our intelligence agencies have confessed that they provided information that was not accurate. And in fact, there has been an overhaul of our intelligence process trying to remedy the fact that the intelligence that created that conclusion at the initiation of the war was in fact incorrect.
Well, you know, Colin Powell then came back years later and said, "I was wrong. There were no weapons of mass destruction."
Oh, my gosh. No, he didn't. He said that Saddam was not forthcoming with information to allow him to verify.
So, listen.
It's the same thing that happened in North Korea. North Korea has nuclear weapons because Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright did not verify and follow up.
Let me ask you a simple question. Don't we have nuclear weapons? Yes. Are we the only nation on earth that's ever used them?
So
what's your response to that?
I think the times are different, and peace through strength.
CJ, that's why
Putin moved now.
CJ, can you list the nuclear nations? Do you know who has nuclear weapons?
I think anybody with the threat of nuclear weapons.
No, does Pakistan have nuclear weapons?
I don't know.
They do.
Well, you should know.
Well, you should know that.
Yeah.
They do, and they're quite a. Does India?
North Korea have nuclear weapons?
Well,
I do know.
Well, does India have nuclear weapons?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. They aren't threatening anybody. This is like a gun. This is like the handguns now.
No, I'm not
it's
sure.
It's not the handgun that does the shooting.
Okay.
It's the villain. And the villain in North Korea is because we did not trust but verify. The reason Putin moved is because we showed weakness, and Biden showed it by the disarray that he left behind in Afghanistan, including a strategic air base that he gave to China. Bagram Air Base is now in the hands of China. This guy is the big guy, and he's bought and paid for by China. That is being proven, and it will be. You guys can laugh and deny it, but I would like to know the truth. If the Trump family is doing wrongdoing and profiting off this country, I'd like them prosecuted. The same thing with the Biden family. The same thing with the Clintons. Biden's doing so bad that you guys plan to run Hillary or are thinking of it.
We guys.
This guy's a disaster, and so is Kamala.
Hey, ACJ. Okay, I can't take it anymore, man. Thank you very much for the call, man. You know, there's a reason why we left CJ on for so long, and that's because he represents a lot of people who think just like him.
Yeah.
And how can you even have a conversation with him, a legitimate conversation, because he number one, just retorts what he's heard.
Well, to be honest with you, I wanted to have the dialogue because I think it displays one of the issues we have in America, which is the inability of one another to talk to one another without having it turn to heat.
Right.
You know, instead of sticking with facts, we get to accusations and we jump from one accusation to another. And I don't blame CJ. I blame America and what we've come to in terms of the civility and our thought processes. And it's all about we and they. You know, you guys. I mean, just if you listen to what's being said and what the meanings are behind of it. It's us versus you. You versus me. You know, it's
I guess if people can't see the inherent danger internally, this nation is going to be destroyed from within, right? I mean,
yeah.
The way they look at it, we're the enemy, okay? Not that he's so much concerned about Russia or Iran or any of those things. It's the fact that you Democrats, and I'm not a Democrat.
I mean, you know, the interesting thing about, you know, the notion that Biden showed weakness in Afghanistan, and that's why Putin moved on Ukraine, when the factual analysis of it looks like it was more likely that Putin moved on Ukraine because Biden was too aggressive against Russia with respect to, for instance, signing the strategic charter agreement with Ukraine in last November. So everyone just tries to connect the dots in the way that agrees with their own ideological view of things.
You always say it's complex.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but we don't. But in a conversation like we were just having, the complexity nuances can't be discussed.
Right. You know, to blame one man, you know, well, this is all Biden's fault. Shows that he really hasn't grasped where we really are in this, right? And I can't blame him alone. There are many people who probably turn us off because we spend an awful lot of time talking about this. But to me, Sandy, there's nothing more important going on right now in this nation that we shouldn't be focusing on, because if we don't deal with this now, down the road, we're going to be talking about it.
Well, the country needs to learn how to...
Let's do this. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. Sandy Williams is here. We'll be right back.